All righty, let's get back to the meat of the program. Here we got Al on from Missouri. We were talking IRS stuff, and I was just going to mention several of our listeners have gotten these, and it's funny because they're progressing a little bit. They all seem to come out of the Ogden, Utah Service Center, which is interesting because they must have put them in charge of trying to bully people in this area anyway. And the first one that we got was about 4 years ago, and it was when we first came on with this idea of putting the IRS on notice after you filed your declaration affidavit with the Secretary of State. And and so he bellied up to the bar. We were talking about it on the show, and sent in his affidavit with a short cover letter. Please place this in my administrative file, etc. And they sent him back a letter levying a $5,000 frivolous filing penalty on him. Well, first of all, we're not filing anything. Those are 1040 forms and stuff. This is legal lawful notice, folks over there at the IRS, and there's a pretty big legal difference there in notice and filing a 1040. And so I drafted a letter for him, and we sent it back to him, and he's never heard from him again, of course. But the 'cause all they're doing is bluffing. They got nothing to stand on. But the interesting thing about it, Al, was that now these letters that folks have been getting, a couple of them lately, not many, two or three, are just threatening the $5,000 frivolous filing penalty. So they backed off the levying it. Now they're just threatening it. But they're nothing but thugs, man. They're just thugs. They're international Satanist thugs. They're not a government agency. They masquerade as one. And as my other law teacher, Glenn Ambort, said, you know, they don't call him the commissioner for nothing. In other words, they're all getting a cut off all that they boost from you. So anyway, that's a little bit of what I wanted to add, Al. I think you're all right. You know, if it was me, honestly, I'd submit another affidavit more to the point. If you'll go over to our website there, the Matrix Docs, docs.com, you'll find a sample affidavit. And I just took that one sentence that they've got on their own policy statement and just expanded it, put a little salt and pepper on it. And then there's a second paragraph there, both short, dealing with IRS specifically, because most people won't, that's the one bunch they're chomping at the bit to put on notice. And it all revolves around 26 CFR 1.1-1A, where they have the national status or the old state citizen status hidden as a non-resident alien, just so it's in your affidavit at state and it's in your affidavit to the IRS. They can't go much further than there because that's their hook, period. So you might think about doing that, Al. If you want to, do. If you don't, know, it's up to you.
Well, there's another question I had on applying for the passport. Do I need to still attach this political status change letter?
If you want
a passport,
if you'd like a card that reflects your status back, I would. Because if you don't have it in there, they're going to presume. I don't know, since you already got one in there, and this is the internal workings, I just don't know. You know, they might refer back to your administrative file, go, this guy's got an affidavit, he's got to be a national, I'm going to process this that way. I don't know that that's what they would do, that's what they should do. But just to be on the safe side, why don't you include one in your application? And don't let anybody at the post office give you any grief over it. If they do, take them to the instructions and find the warning box in there, the warning label. You can attach documentation, comma, including affidavits. It says right here that I'm supposed to attach something if I want to, and I want to. Most of them won't give you any grief because they're just authorized agents, but we have heard stories occasionally they get a little uppity over there at the post office.
I got two passport applications about a month ago, and I got that Copper Moonshine Still document and filled it out according to that. And then later I heard you saying something about you shouldn't put in that your parents were not U.S.
Well, it's
citizens.
Not truthful. I don't think it's
yeah,
truthful.
It isn't.
You know, that's my problem with his approach, is that You know, and I'm not saying anything on him derogatory. It's just he doesn't understand what's going on. But unless your parents, in this system that's been running since March the 9th, 1933, with subsequent generations being born into the condition through this silent contract I was talking about earlier, if they hadn't corrected that, they were citizens of the United States. And the one thing I tell people about filling out a passport application, don't lie to these people. Don't lie to them. They take that real seriously. They call it passport fraud, and they'll throw your butt in jail for it, okay? Don't do
it.
Well,
that's why I picked up another one. I just picked up another one yesterday, and this one's already changed from the last one I got.
All right. Now, yeah, they've been doing some revisions lately. Now, are you talking about a DS-11 or a DS-82? One is, for the audience that might not know this, DS-11 is for people that have never applied for a passport before. There's a couple of wrinkles in there that they drop in the renewal. But if you've ever had one, at least within the last, I think, 15 years, and it's expired or whatever, you use DS-82, and then you don't need a birth certificate, and you don't need to sign it in front of an administrating agent, and they don't ask you those two questions in the 82 either. Okay, thanks,
Sam. This is a DS-11.
Okay, well, you're a first-timer, right?
Yeah. In the how to complete this form section, they added a gender thing in there. Which is sort of...
Oh, yeah. They don't say sex. You know, sex is too clear-cut. You're one or the other. Gender, you see how they play with these words? Gender, they can pull over there, and now there's, what, 87 or 187 varieties of gender, some garbage? But you see how they use these words, man? These are really slick, satanic bastards we're dealing with, okay? They're slick.
What's sort of comical about this is they say in here that if you're reapplying... and you were a M first, and now you're an F. You know, if you changed it,
please.
they're gonna do whatever you put in this time. You know, they're gonna put that on the passport. But they put a warning in there saying that other countries might not recognize you as that. And I thought that was funny.
Yeah, like anywhere in the Arab world. Preposterous. These people are preposterous. They're losing. Have you noticed? That's the best thing. They're getting exposed everywhere. They're losing. All right. We're growing. They're getting exposed. That means they're losing because they got to do everything in secret. So, listen, my buddies John and Kathy are here. Al, we're going to talk about this ITERA wand. If you hadn't heard us speak about this, you ought to listen up real close.
I did. I got one.
Oh, good, good. I hope you're having success with it. It's a wonderful gadget. So thanks for calling in. Let me get to them because he's got limited time. And thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you again soon. Call in if you got any problems.
I appreciate what you're doing, and keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Al. You'd have to kill me to stop me. So, Sam, have you got my my amigos on there, John and Kathy?
Hello.
There's a Kathy. I can pretty well recognize that.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm hey, boy. I can hardly hear you, Roger. You're really low today, this time.
Well, Sam, I'm really low to them. I don't know if you can do anything about it on an 800 line or not, but don't know what to tell you, John. Just listen closely.
Okay, I'm just letting you know what's going on here.
You sound loud. You two sound loud and clear for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, well, that's good. I want you to hear me.
I do, too. Well, I want the audience to hear you. People need this thing.
They do.
Well, they do, and you're helping so many people, Roger. It's incredible. We have just people. Your listeners are very smart.
Well, let me tell you what.
And I wanted to congratulate you because you come in 15 on the leaderboard again this week.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well,
That means you're helping a lot of people.
Well, I love helping people, but I'm telling you, the one I love helping with this thing is my mother. My mother she's gone nuts over this wand, okay? I sent her one, and yesterday, she's 94. Pretty good health. She's got her mind and most of her health, except for her eyesight. Usual problems at that age, obviously, arthritis and whatnot. And that was the immediate thing that she was using on because she was having a hard time walking. And, like, within one day, man, she's back springing around like a doe, you know? And, but the interesting thing was she's got a regular doctor she's had for many years, there in Panama City. And, he's an older guy too. He's in his 80s now, but he's still practicing. He's alternatively oriented, you know, And so she had some blood work done, and they went in and take him the blood work in and get some prescriptions and stuff. And they started, because you got to have somebody take her in, you know, and because she can't drive anymore. And so they're telling the doctor about this wand. And my mom said he got so excited, Roger. And they even made, he started asking them questions about it, and he made other patients wait so they could tell him about this wand, okay? And so he was really excited. He made a comment to her that she relayed to me that I thought was interesting. He said, you know, throughout my career, the best cures I've ever found were ones that my patients gave me. So he's very open-minded, too. He's an old-school doctor, obviously. And so I have ordered him one. I'm going to have it sent to Mom, and she's going to take it down there and let him use it in his practice for a couple of weeks and see what he thinks. The other thing on a doctor level here is, as you two know, some of the audience might not, I've worked for 20-plus years with a really, crackerjack orthopedic surgeon named Dr. Bart Flick, and I represented his Silverlawn product. He had a silver-plated cloth 20-something years ago, and that's how we connected originally. And after the after our pilfering buddies stole the company from him, I backdated the patents and all kinds of, you know, nifty little Jew moves. He went off and continued in this frequency direction. So for 20 years, he's had a clinic up in North Georgia, Clayton, Georgia, with two floors, a whole building, and the top part's his orthopedic practice, and he does that to finance the bottom part, his real love and curiosity is his frequency stuff and frequency healing. And as John and Kathy know, I sent Dr. Flick one of these about 2 weeks ago, I think. Well, he writes me back. All of a sudden, he wants all kind of technical information, of course, because that's how he's oriented. And but he writes me back another email the other day. Said this thing works. Okay. And so that was real good hearing from Bart. Hopefully, we can get him some technical information so those that are oriented that way can feast upon all that technical stuff. But all I know is it works. Okay. We don't put any technical information out. We don't make any claims. We work on testimonials, and I can tell you personally it works because it's improving my life. And in fact, I just recently got the Pro model, and boy, that thing's beefy. Okay. Have you played with one of those yet, Kathy or John? I think John's got one. John, do you? Are you still there, John?
I've got one, and I just kind of look at it.
It's beefy, man.
He doesn't take his stuff out of the box. He's got one that he uses.
Well, this one doesn't even come in a box. It comes in its own carrying case. It's
slick. It's almost like a rocket launcher.
Yeah, it is. I feel like you're going to assemble an Uzi out of there or something, you know?
Yeah, so it's really quite cool, you know? Just, I can show it off, you know? And it's really this big, nice thing sitting there. All right. They work really well because when I was up there at Vegas for that meeting with Ricky Brandino and John Scavola, Ricky was walking around with one, wanding everybody. So here I am talking to John about something, and Ricky comes up there behind me, and he starts blowing at me all over the place with this professional model.
With this hot air, man. What's that hot air?
Yeah, and while he's videoing me at the same time. So it was kind of interesting.
Well, so, John, have we got any? Well, I was going to ask you if we had any new testimonials this week.
Well, again, it's new to us, but not new. This one's been out for a little bit of while. But this is another one that you're just not going to be amazed at. You know, these testimonies that I'm telling you about, this is not the norm, people. We don't run into people like this every day. Most people are just run-of-the-mill aches and pains and, you know, the typical chronic illnesses that people get. But here we got a reaction here to a flu shot. So I'll get started on this. And she says, this is my testimony. Let me start by saying I was really sick. In 2009, I was injured by a flu shot. It took 3 years for a diagnosis, which included psoriatic arthritis, fibromyalgia, and lupoid syndrome. I already had asthma, IBS, Raynaud's, chronic pain syndrome, and depression. I had some neurological issues for the last 6 years. I would randomly fall with not tripping or any obstacle. I would feel like I had a cell phone on vibrate in my bra. I would have a dizzy spell, brain confusion, and balance issues. These things never lasted long and went away with no return. Fast forward to this past February, I started feeling funny, ended up being diagnosed with diabetes. But I knew something else was off. I kept saying, I just don't feel right. I started getting faint and having a lot of dizzy spells, and my chest would hurt. Things started happening very quickly. I then started having internal tremors, external tremors, dizziness with eye movement, speech problems, both in finding words and speaking them. I had bladder issues. I would think I was done, but I wasn't, much to my surprise, in a very regular occasion. I was having nerve pain, burning, pins and needles, numbness. In my one leg would spasm, and my other leg would feel dead, and I would drag it behind me. Other times, I would know I was on a flat surface, but it would look like I was climbing stairs. I started having head shakes like I had Parkinson's. I was having spasms. My head jerked to the side. My arm would fling out, and my leg would kick. I cannot regulate my body temperature. I was so tired, I was in bed 98% of my day. My brain hurt from tremors, and my eyes were closed all the time. I then started having seizures. The condition I have is called FND, or Functional Neurological Disorder. Quality of life is less than those with MS or Parkinson. Mm. I spent 9 days in the hospital in the hallway with no testing done and was sent home with zero answers. While in the hospital, I started posting about my journey. I had a man by the name of John King who said when I returned, he would like to give me a treatment. I was very skeptical, to say the least, as I have spent tens of thousands of dollars in over 12 years of trying to heal with zero success. But something told me to say yes. The day John came, my brain was very tired. I was having trouble speaking. My head was bobbing and my arms and hands were tremoring very badly. He did a 15 to 20 minute treatment, doing the top of my head, my palms, soles of my feet, and my spine. Sound familiar? That's our basic protocol. Sure. This entire time, I'm still thinking, oh, yeah, sure. I felt nothing. This didn't do a thing. He proceeded to warn my friend when all of a sudden I put out my hands and they were still. My head had stopped bobbing and I was speaking normally. I was shocked and elated. He purchased a wand, and John left his wand behind for me as he knew I needed it more than he did. I have not walked with a walker since that first night. My head bob is gone. It never came back. My speech is fine now. That never came back since the first night. My bladder and bowel issues are gone. My external tremors are gone. My fatigue is gone, unless I do a lot. I can think, and I can comprehend things. My life has improved so much in such a short amount of time. But she goes on. She says here, today, I would like to talk about not my physical symptoms, but my mental health. Like many who suffer from chronic pain and illness, mental health seems to follow. A huge decrease in mental health. The want for it all to end, for the suffering to stop. I mean, we put our pets down when they suffer. I have struggled with mental health and suicidal thoughts most of my adult life. My children and those who love me were my only reasons to keep going. But I must admit, when my last health scare happened, I was at my end. I could not see any light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how much I love my family, which is unmeasurable, I just did not want to live my life like this. I was hopeless. My faith in God was diminishing more every day. Why was he making me suffer so much? I thought I must have done something terribly wrong and somehow deserved it all. I've always been a selfless person, always going that extra mile to help the other, but never really got the same in return. And that morning when I got out of bed on the opposite side for no reason, I never do that, God spoke to me, and for the first time, I think he really heard it. I really heard it. He told me he was going to heal me. After 5 weeks of wanding, my mind is clear. I'm no longer anxious. I can think clearly. My depression is no more. I'm joyful, truly joyful. My pain is gone. I know.
Okay, well, hold it on the pain. John, hold on. The pain is gone. We got a commercial break, and we'll pick up the pain story and this unbelievable story from this lady on the other side. We'll see you in a minute.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, let's see if we get that pot down a little bit. Sam, and we'll go back to our conversation. We left off with pain, and John is reading us a testimonial from a woman that, wow, I mean, it's serious. I could imagine how she would have wanted to commit suicide after going through all that. And one treatment with this started her on the road to recovery. That's wonderful. You want to finish out with the testimonial, John? We left off at something about pain.
She says, I'm joyful, truly joyful. My pain is gone. I know I'm able to give God my problems and calmly know everything in my life is going to work out. I no longer stress about everything. I can let it go and release it. Now I'm only focused on healing my body and sharing my health with anyone who will listen. Because I know as much it is to help me, it will help everyone. And she's exclamating the heck out of this stuff. I am finally me again. Someone I lost a long time ago. I hope you can all see me shine because my light will never dim again. That's an amazing, amazing, amazing testimony. And we actually have video of Kimmy on the Telegram channel.
Oh, really?
You can actually, yeah, you can, you know, I've got a lot of stuff in there. You know, most people come on and they never look up the page or they never go to the links and click on the different links and stuff we have in there. All this stuff is in there.
John and Kathy, for the audience, John and Kathy have set up a Telegram. It's Itera, I-T-E-R-A. Wellness, Wellness, and you've kind of held it to nothing but testimonials and information, so there's not a lot of idle chatter in there. And if anybody wants to go check out on what other people are saying about this. That's a real good, probably central place to go. So Telegram channel, and it's the technical spelling, and I thought this was clever the way they did this. It's a small I and a capital T and then small ERA. So that's the way technically it's spelled. I doubt if Telegram search is case sensitive, but Itera Wellness will get you there if you want to go confirm any of this.
Yeah, we don't give medical advice, but we can sure give you all
I've got an affidavit in. I can give medical advice.
Oh, there you go.
They can't hang me with their little slave laws. See? I can give legal advice too. Okay, I don't, but
we're not talking about testimonials from people that are just talking to us. We're talking about. I'm pulling this from public sources. Okay, I mean they're already out there. It's not me just saying somebody said. I mean this is them writing. Most of the people that are doing testimonies are people that purchased the system and got it because they had pain and wanted to get rid of something.
Right.
That's this whole thing is being spread by word of mouth.
Well, you know what? It's a networked product, by the way, audience, if you didn't know that. And, and I've thought about it a number of times. That's the only way for these people to market this, because it's got to be done through word of mouth. You're not going to see an infomercial on late night TV about the Itera wand and go, where do I buy one? And go rush off and try and find one, okay? This is a product that genuinely fits marketing parameters, network marketing parameters. That means we can all participate in it, too, which is even another advantage. But as I've looked at this, and I've been fooling with network marketing stuff since the late 80s, okay, and done a number of different programs. And this one is so perfect, especially with the timing. We got this COVID stuff, the death jab. They've weaponized at least part of the medical community and the hospital system totally, from the best we can tell. And here's something that can take away your ailments, it appears. Most people have tremendous success with this. Keep you away from doctors. Hopefully keep you out of hospitals, like this poor woman had to experience sitting in the hall for 8 or 10 hours and nobody did boo for her, okay? And this little $350 unit, which is incredible in the price range, period. And the fact that this is a total... this is a total spectrum machine, with the other frequency machines, and I've got one of Dr. Flick's here. I use it every day. I sleep on it at night, those you got to go in and take specific frequencies, Rife type frequencies that are correlative to whatever you're trying to tackle. Okay, this one does everything. In one unit with the complexity of this is if you got three speeds, choose which speed you want and point it where you want to point it. I mean, that's how complex it is, okay, literally. And so there, you can do that if you've got a targeted ailment or aggravation. But really the joy of this, and this is something I've just been doing, John and Kathy, the reason I wanted to bring it up, is doing the whole body help thing. And that entails taking a couple of minutes a morning and doing the soles of your feet, the palm of your hands. I particularly concentrate on my knees also, which are for the first time in I can't even remember when I can walk with no pain or discomfort in either or of my feet or knees. And that's just a blessing, okay? You do under your armpits. You do the top of your head. And there's another point, if you want to, a chakra behind your ear. And you do those for a couple of minutes apiece. You do it a couple of times a day, and it promotes your overall health. Plus, the other thing is you charge all your liquids. You drink charged water, or you put this thing on it for about a minute or so, and it changes the structure of the water. You do your orange juice, your coffee, and everything else, and go do that during the commercial, and we'll come back and talk about it in just a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All righty, Sam, pot that thing down. Let's get back to the meat of the matter here. I hope you all wanted your water or your coffee during the break there, John. That's what we were talking about when we exited, and that this is a full body protocol deal, okay? Certainly it helps on those individual situations which people are ailing from, from what we've been told. But if you take this on an overall health approach, I think it's going to do wonders for us. We need to be strong as we go forward. We got a real unpredictable future in front of us. Have y'all heard?
Yes, we do.
Well, one thing about wanting liquids, don't do carbonated water or anything
else.
Oh, okay. Now, I didn't know that. That's new to me. So you don't want to want carbonated waters. Okay. I don't like to drink anything carbonated anyway, personally. You know, carbonation stops the digestion. It stops the digestion process cold.
Yes, you want room temperature, not cold.
It just feels
cold. That's not what I was saying. I said when you drink carbonated beverages, that stops digestion in it. Let me rephrase it. That stops digestion in its tracks.
Yeah, there you go.
Carbonation. So, but anyway. And you want to use warm or warmer water, room temperature, mm-hmm. etc. If you're wanting it, I like that temperature anyway.
Your stomach.
Now
like
my mom's a different story. She wants it cold. Okay, so but whatever.
Well, she's in her 90s. She can She's earned the right.
She wanted like it any way she wants. Okay with me. Okay.
It came out with ice and ice, so she can have ice. She's seen it all so in her day.
Well, don't forget she lives in Florida too. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But anyway. I'm thrilled with what she has taken to this thing like you wouldn't believe. I mean, she just...
That is so awesome.
It's wonderful, really, to be able to help her, you know, like that,
yeah,
in something fairly innocent that's so important, somebody pain and suffering, and to give them relief with this thing. It is just a joy, man. It makes it... It gives me warm fuzzies.
But we have to be sure that everybody understands that this bond doesn't heal anything.
That's right.
It doesn't do anything. It just blows hot air, and these terahertz waves, which penetrate your body, and do things to the bad cells, not the good cells.
And if your favorite color is blue, you're going to like it even more.
Boy, you're going to leave them hanging or tell them why?
Well, because it runs the frequency in the air through a blue quartz crystal somehow, and you got a little target light there that's a real lovely shade of blue.
Yeah, that's so you know where the one or the frequencies are going.
Yep. Yesterday, we had one of your listeners freaking out because he didn't think he was going to be able to get one. He didn't think they'd be in stock. Well, let us reassure you, we've talked to all the stockists across the state, and there's, 24 of them?
Yeah.
And they all have plenty of stock, so, yeah.
Well, they got caught with their pants down.
For
the audience, this is only released in the U.S. in January, so it isn't even a full calendar year yet. And they evidently were not expecting the receptability that they got from the American public because they kept running out of stock and they couldn't fill the demand. You know, it's funny. People hear about this and they just flat want one, okay?
Well, they want one for Auntie Sue and all their other people that are hurting too, you know.
Right. Oh, and by the way, should mention this, that because we're right. Well, you got about another day, but aren't the prices going up 10% November 1st?
Yeah, we just got good news on that.
Oh, good.
Ricky Brandino just told us that he called the company and told them they better not do that. So he had a come to Jesus type of meeting with them, and we don't have to worry about that now.
They're not going to pop the prices and then Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, that's good news.
So, really? Yeah, it is, because you can get one for everybody for Christmas.
It'd be a wonderful Christmas gift. You want somebody to remember what you gave them for Christmas, give them one of these.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What is it? They won't know. You know, there's this Ionic Shield. This is another one of their products. I didn't think much about this thing when I first saw it. I just thought, oh, isn't that pretty? But the more I started learning about what these ions do in order to protect your health, man, I had to have one.
I've got one, and I'm trying to figure it out because it's a very small little medallion type thing you wear over your neck, and they send you some instructions in there. I can't read those things of the most powerful magnifier I've got. That's part of my problems is eyes. And by the way, this is helping my eyesight. All right. Not close up or reading stuff, but distant is definitely clearer than before I got this. And that's a thrill right there. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, potentially going blind will scare the woo woo out of you. All right.
Oh, yeah. Sure does. Yeah. Sure does. You don't plan for that.
So, John, tell us what you've learned about this little medallion thing. And they've got other products, too. These people are not a one-trick pony here, okay? It's just that their main pony is just really pretty and useful. But they've got other stuff, and they're coming with other stuff. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, John? About this medallion specifically, because I'm curious about it, too.
Now, I've got a flyer that I can send you. I haven't sent them out yet, and we just got a hold of them. You can probably blow that up and look at that real good on your computer.
Okay, probably.
Learning about it. But the whole concept is, for years, people have known that if you go down to the ocean and you hang around the ocean, you get negative ions build up
right
to help clean your body, right? Right. Get rid of the bad pen pigeon.
Or after a lightning strike. You'll get the same effect after a lightning strike.
This little medallion generates 60 million negative ions per minute. And it hangs around your neck and it blows up towards your face in order to shield off any of the bad pathogen. Because it kills viruses and the bacteria and knocks down mold and dust.
That's little rubber nipple thing on top that shoots it up towards your head, right?
Well, it's more like a little brush is what it is. And you don't want to touch that. You just want to use the little brush that's in the kit that comes to clean it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I wish you had told me that earlier.
Well, the oils from your hands will mess up the little brush there.
Okay.
I'm sure if you touch it once or twice accidentally, it's not going to stop it. But my experience with it already has been I woke up one day just this last week, felt fine going to bed, but when I woke up, I had a hellacious postnasal drip and my tonsils were hurting. I said, oh, geez, what's going on now?
Yucko.
Kathy's family started getting something, you know, and I caught it long distance, you know, just by being silly with it. Anyway, it didn't feel right, and I quickly gargled with some salt water, and then I put on this little shield. By the end of the day, I was normal.
Wow.
Because you can breathe. Okay. You can hold it right up by your nose. They have a demonstration
Demonstration.
They have a little glass cup, and there's a guy smoking a cigarette there, and he blows it in the glass cup, and he just fills that thing full of smoke. And the gal that's there puts a lid on it very quickly. And so you've got this glass cup filled full of smoke, and you can see it. And there's a little cocktail straw sticking out of the lid. And they take the ion shield, and they point that little top part towards that little straw, the end of the straw. And you can, in real time, you can see the ion literally dissipate the smoke. It completely eliminates.
Wow.
That's what it does to germs and other pathogens. So if you've got to be around people and you got to breathe stuff that you're getting from all these different things, you know, just air pollutants, things like that, these negative ions neutralize that. And so it creates this negative ionic shield around you all the time, which will help protect your health. And it's rechargeable. It lasts for about 8 to 10 hours. I think Jim Ram said he gets about 14 hours out of his. And he's loving it, too. I think it's great. That's pretty cool.
It's engineered real cool because it charges off a USB plug. But the other end, when I first got it, I was trying to figure out how to plug it in, you know. And they've got it engineered where it has this little nipple on the end that's got two magnetic small discs there, and they're magnetized. And all you do is there's a concave part of one side of this medallion. You just kind of click it in there. The magnets grab it, and it charges through a magnetic connection. It's very, very interesting engineering.
Yeah, it is. Pretty cool. Then they got the 7 Waters bottle. This thing is incredible technology because it does 7 things to the water. It holds about 12.5 ounces, and you leave the water in there for 3 minutes, and then you start drinking it. It hydrogenates the water, it alkalizes the water, and I can't remember all the other things that it does, but I'm still beginning to learn about that. And that has been a big hit for the people that have tried it. So all
now, it's not, it's that one's not available yet. It's coming, right? Or is it available?
Yeah, it's available. It's available now. Yep, and then they've got this other program thing coming out, which is for a foot. You put your feet in it. And it uses terahertz technology, and it cleanses your body. People that were trying it, you know, they were in that thing for about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, and some of them said it felt like they had been in a sauna. You know, they began sweating. So I don't know how it works or what it does, but it does something.
Now, it's got water in it.
We're going to bring Ricky Brandino on the show here so he can tell you all about it.
You put your feet in it and put water in there and it uses the waves, or do you use it without water?
No, without water, you just put your feet in it.
Huh. Well, all the nerve endings in the body are connected to goes through the sole of your feet. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's all terahertz.
For the audience, and we didn't mention that, this machine works on this terahertz frequency band, and it's above microwaves and below infrared. It sits somewhere sandwiched between those two bands, and it's a very narrow part. It has to be a narrow part of the sun's rays, but it's the sun's healing rays. And I know when, I think it was when we had John Scavola on here, that he said if you're at the equator between 6 and 7 or 7 and 8, I've forgotten, I'm not getting up at either one of those, but he said if you get outside and you're on the equator, you'll get those rays in that hour directly from the sun. But what this did is takes those frequencies, and that's why it allows the body to heal itself. It's giving you the sun's healing rays, and then your body responds, hopefully positively. I don't know if we've had any negative responses from anybody, but
we haven't had any sunburns.
Right. And so that's the principle it works on. And again, it's so incredible. Now, I've been playing with this frequency stuff for a few years, and that this has got all that in one little machine that you simply pick which speed and heat you want and point it. And there's no change in frequencies. There's no, I got to work on this part of my body. I got to go in and change the machine. Don't have to do any of that. All you do is turn it on and point it. It's very simplistic. Yep. It's very inexpensive. It's incredibly effective, and it's something, honestly, that every household in the country should have, especially in the position and condition we're in today.
Amen.
I think that's where everybody should start. I think from there they probably want to move on to the ionic medallion at some point. But definitely the wand is where you want to start. That's the deal.
Well, it's a snappy little product because it gets results for so many people from so many different ailments on such a wide range so quickly. Generally, it's like this woman's testimonial you read. People notice it immediately. You know, in my mom's situation, I've got a cousin and his wife down there. She was a nurse her whole career, and they come over. She's the last living relative in that generation, and they go over there quite often. And they were over there the day that hers was delivered, okay? And in fact, when the first one she got, and he's the one that read the instructions to mom there the first day. And so anyway, when they'd come over, the first thing he'd do is go sit down in the chair where the wand is and start using it on his wrist. Got a wrist injury from working at the paper mill his whole career. And it evidently is the only thing that alleviates it. And so she said every time they come over, that's the first thing he does is go to that chair and turn it on his wrist. So I got one of them for them too. And so I haven't been able to talk to him yet, but I know he said the first thing in the morning he does is go out and use the wand on his wrist. So it has that ability, but it really is, in the bigger picture, an overall health device.
Yeah, and that's what we need. And we need the ability to find a way to earn money without being in the system or having a job.
Yeah, that would interest me.
When you get a wand, you're set up already. You're ready to go. If you refer that to somebody, you can literally start making money with it.
I'm sure there's a lot of people I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who that idea appeals to them.
Well, you know, all this inflation, single parents are having to take a couple jobs now, and they never get to see around their children.
Yep.
So this is perfect for them. They can stay at home with their kids and have some more quality time and not miss out on a gallon of milk or, you know, because of inflation.
Whenever I bring it up, that first thing they say is, well, I want to try it. I want to see if it's going to work for me. And if it does for me, then I'll probably be telling other people. And that's how this whole thing has been built.
Well, you know, whenever you meet anybody and you're out and you see somebody you know, I mean, what's the first question they ask you? How are you? How you been doing? Yeah. You know, well, boy, hold on, let me tell you, okay?
Well, I find they don't tell you the truth the first time. They say, oh, I'm doing fine, how are you?
Well, I know, but when somebody asks you that open question, it's a perfect time, if you've been using this and seen results from it, to, you know, let them know about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Say, hey, great, fantastic. Man, I got this thing here, and man, my foot used to hurt. It doesn't hurt anymore.
I can't tell you the joy, me personally, with my knees and my feet, because I've really been having problems with both of those last few years. I had a foot accident about 4 years ago, my left foot, three foot operations, and, you know, all the residual stuff that comes with that. And it has been a joy, man, to walk around and not have knee and feet problems.
I'm surprised Jack hasn't called yet.
He's been out of town. He's got somebody down here. They've been up in Cotacachi all week.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I want to tell you, one of your listeners, she's a nurse.
Cindy.
She got one of these.
Cindy?
Do you remember her name, John?
Okay. No.
Her
name's what, John?
Ann.
Oh, Ann. Okay, right.
Yeah. Anyway, she loves this, and so she's stocking up. She's getting more. She's getting the medallions because she's going to Vegas next month, and there's a whole big nursing convention. Doctors will be there, nurses, alternative health people. So she's so excited about getting this in front of all of them, you know.
I'll bet.
And I think that's really cool. So, yeah, get it in front of people and help.
Well, especially
help
because she had to quit her job because she got fired.
Yeah, she
wouldn't take the jab. Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yep. I remember this now.
Well, this is the same thing I'm telling people now. This is not over. They're coming up with something else pretty soon. The whole goal. It's to lock you into these things you have to do.
And right. Now, by the way, I wanted to mention, you know, this report that came out of Boston University or wherever it was up there about this new COVID strain that killed 80% of the test mice. I'm sure you've heard about that. Those mice were all vitamin D deficient. That's what they're not
telling.
Well,
I was going to bring up vitamin D, so I'm glad you did. I was watching a thing on it the other day. Vitamin D3,
yes.
It'll get into your body. It actually helps you grow more stem cells. So when you're using the wand, you always have a plentiful supply there to continue healing your body, you know?
Yeah, so, for the audience, one of the things we've heard about this is these ITERA waves, they're using them. John Scavola said they're using them in dentistry a little bit. I know dentists use this blue light thing. I'm wondering if that's what it is. I don't know. But the main use of them is in the scanning devices at airports. And they took away the X-ray component and put in terahertz waves because they go all the way through you and they'll pick out any metal or anything because it won't penetrate that. But they're not going to tell you they're healthy for you, okay? And so that's the wave supposedly penetrates 12 inches. And so if you're doing your bones, like your femurs and some of the major big bones, you're actually allowing the blood marrow, as we get older, it gets sticky and it won't release those stem cells. And you're allowing it to release those stem cells into your system. If you're going to do that, seriously, take collagen also. Because what they found out is the body produces stem cells, right? And if it doesn't have a specific target area to send them to, then they store them in a layer of the body that's based on collagen. And so the excess stem cells are stored in a collagen layer. So take collagen, be a good suggestion. Kathy, sorry to step on you.
No, you're fine. You're going right down the good path there. I was just going to say, Any time a type of creams that you apply on the outside of your face and stuff like that, a lot of women are spending a lot of money on those things. They don't do any good because collagen is too big to penetrate through your cells and stuff. So don't use it on your face. You can get some good stuff and just take a little bit internally every day.
What you could do is get some of Bob Greska's C60 and spray it on your face on the new water-based compound and use the wave on it. I use his C60 on my eyelids. So I'll take a drop of it, which has got quadrillions of C60 molecules in it and put it on your eyelid. The molecules are so small they penetrate the skin pores, and then use the wave on top of that, the wand, and not only let the C60 penetrate, but it would seem like if you're using the wand on top of that, the wand frequency would pick up the frequency of the C60 and get it even deeper and more prevalent. So you do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Experiment. Have fun with it.
It's a very cool little device, audience, and health is, you know, you can have all the other freedom planks, and if you don't have your health, all the other ones don't amount to a hill of beans, really. So this is real important. The reason we concentrate on it, and I bring John and Kathy on here, is because this thing works. It's a little marvel thing. It's inexpensive. It's effective. It affords us all kind of advantages. So that's the reason we promote it so heavily.
Yes, and how do you get one?
Well, if you're interested in looking at it or even just finding out information, if this is new to you, go over to the aforementioned website, thematrixdocs.com, thematrixdocs.com, and on the top right there's a whole section devoted to it. I've got John Scavola, an interview with him, one of the more accomplished guys in this in the United States, knows a lot about it, been playing with frequency different machines for years. His wife is a naturopath or some sort of a natural type doctor, and that interview's there. The link to the aforementioned Telegram channel is there. There's a marketing link that sends you through a little 3-page if you do want to order or just want more information. If you just want more information, go through the first 2 steps of the process through that link. And if you want to order one, go through all 3. But there's a field in there, I think it's on the 2nd page, it says remarks. And if you do want to order one, in that remarks field, please put your name in there. Other than that, they'll just send you emails. If you don't want to go to the 3rd page and place an order, they'll send you emails with various information on the wand. But it's a very, very provocative little device, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Now, they can also call us if they having a hard time with anything. You know, we're available. That's what we do.
You want to put your number out, John? I know you did a couple of times last week. So if you just speak slowly and repeat it, you know, at least twice.
Okay. 951-790-9866. I say again, 951-790-9866. I say again.
Okay.
951-790-9866.
Yeah, if some of you don't have internet or whatever, or don't want to go through that little 3-page thing or find that confusing, and maybe you just like John's voice and you just want to talk to him, you know, can call him direct and place your order that way. Do what, John?
Leave a message and leave your name.
Yeah, we got to know who you are. Just leave a name.
Yes.
Hey. You know? Okay. You're not going through the phone.
I had one here the other day. Person kept calling. I tried to call him back 3 times. He called me back the other day and says, I've left my name. He didn't. And he said, you haven't called me back. And so we called him back. And then he says, well, I couldn't wait for you. I had to go out and buy it from somebody else.
Okay. Well, suit yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have time to dilly-dally either because the whistler's there in the background. I think Sam's going to cut us off here and head to the next host. So, John and Kathy, thanks for spending time with us. John, I know you're in the middle of something. Go back to it. Kathy, great to talk with you. And they'll be on my program tomorrow in the last part of the show. We do a Monday ITERA section there, too. So, thank you. I encourage you to look into this, and we'll see you next week here on RBN. Thank you, Sam.
Biden announced pardons for marijuana possession. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, Biden announced pardons for citizens convicted federally of possession of marijuana or convicted in Washington, D.C. Pardons do not apply to any other offense or to non-citizens. Biden also urged governors to do the same in their state. This mass pardon event might be a political stunt, something of an October surprise, but it also might be the best thing Biden has done. This is a prison release that I can actually get behind. I don't think anyone should be in prison for a nonviolent, victimless crime. Although an administration official said that there was currently nobody in federal prison solely for possession of marijuana, I'm sure the 6,500 people with federal convictions on the record appreciate pardons. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.